At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 52 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 71 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. North Tulsans learn more about the state's partnership with the Tulsa Public Schools over McLean High School. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says the state and the school administration will work together to improve McLean's academic record.
I am pleased that the rhetoric turned from takeover to partnership, and I look forward to a productive partnership with the State Department of Education and with the community.
A meeting was held last night at McLean. McLean is one of six low-performing schools statewide collaborating with the State Department of Education under the new initiative. Well, it is not over yet. A manual recount reverses the results of last week's House District 71 race. Now, the count April the 3rd had Democrat Dan Arthrell defeating Republican Katie Henke by 3 votes. Well, yesterday's recount has Henke the victor by 1 vote. Well, now, last night, the election board officials found 2 more ballots inside a voting machine that had not been retrieved. There's a 10 o'clock meeting this morning in district court to sort it all out. Meanwhile, the races are set for the Tulsa City Council. Yesterday at 5 o'clock was the close of the filing period. In District 1, incumbent Jack Henderson faces Twan Jones. In District 4, Blake Ewing gets another term as no one filed in opposition. And in District 7, incumbent Thomas Mansour will be up against Ariana Moore. Protesters want bond denied for the 2 suspects in the North Side shootings. Outside the Tulsa County Courthouse yesterday, they called for the case to be prosecuted as a hate crime.
About a dozen sign-carrying demonstrators gather in the courthouse plaza to demand those arrested in the shooting spree be held without bond. Protester Andrew Burkess also says it's a hate crime and should be treated as such.
They're not taking it far enough because they shouldn't have a bond. And they don't want to call it a race crime. And it is. It's obvious it's race. And why can't they call it race?
Suspects Jake England and Alvin Watts are being held on bonds of more than $9 million each. It's not been decided whether the case will be prosecuted as a hate crime. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, high praise for the way Tulsa handled itself following the shooting spree. State Senator and longtime North Tulsa activist Judy Eason McIntyre says the community has been reassured.
This is the first time that I've seen such great professionalism, teamwork, and it was most reassuring to the community.
She praises the response of the city administration, leaders in the African-American community, and especially the Tulsa Police Department. Meanwhile, the Reverends Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are expected in Tulsa over the weekend. On hold, the Oklahoma Attorney General's office will appeal a man's stay of execution to the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The State Court of Criminal Appeals denied Gary Allen's plea to stop his execution, but U.S. District Judge David Russell issued a ruling yesterday giving Allen time to litigate claims about his competency. On State Capitol Watch, headed to the governor's desk is a measure that would allow the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs to release information about prescription drugs it tracks. Tulsa State Senator Gary Stanislawski says there was a problem with an earlier bill.
What the problem was, we made it a misdemeanor to even share any, even non-public information.
Personal information would be redacted. Our weather forecast, a 30% chance of a thunderstorm, a high today of 71. Rain chances drop to 20% tonight. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.